Hi there, my name is Emma and I am a 25-year-old editor at a renowned magazine in the heart of London. My job is both challenging and fulfilling, as I have the opportunity to work with some of the most talented and creative individuals in the industry. The fast-paced and dynamic atmosphere of the city is a source of constant inspiration for me, and I am grateful to be able to call this incredible city my home. Alongside my roommate, Lily, who is a 32-year-old travel professional, I currently live in a modest yet cozy flat in the city. We both lead busy lives during the week, but on the weekends, we love to unwind and enjoy sipping tea on our little balcony. Our favorite pastime is to curl up on the sofa and watch romantic comedies on Netflix. It's a great way to calm our minds after a hectic work week. In addition to my work life, I have a few personal passions that bring me joy and fulfillment. I am an avid cat lover, and I am blessed to have two fur babies who are the light of my life. Their playful antics never fail to bring a smile to my face, even on the most trying of days. Furthermore, I am an athletic individual and enjoy participating in sports, particularly volleyball, which offers me an excellent outlet for any stress I encounter from work. I am also fascinated by foreign languages and am currently in the process of learning Spanish, which I find to be a stimulating and enriching experience. Lily, my roommate, is often on the road for work, so I am quite accustomed to having the flat to myself for extended periods. I rarely get lonely though because I have the companionship of my pets. However, when she returns, it is always a delight to catch up with her and hear about the exciting places she has visited and the people she has met. I don't think I could stand to be away from home as often as she is though. I would miss the comforts of home far too much. All in all, I am incredibly grateful for the life I have built for myself in London. One day, I hope to retire and live in the country. I think my life would be perfectly complete if I was able to buy my own horse. I used to ride horses as a child at my grandparents' farm, and I don't know if I have ever been happier. Everyone must have their own dreams after all.